utmost for his highest. August the 27th. Theology Alive. In John 12:35 we read, "Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you." Beware of not acting upon what you see in your moments on the mount with God. If you do not obey the light, it will turn into darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? The second, you waive the question of sanctification, or any other thing upon which God gave you light. You begin to get dry rot in your spiritual life. Continually bring the truth out into actuality. Work it out in every domain, or the very light you have will prove a curse. The most difficult person to deal with is the one who has the smug satisfaction of an experience to which he can refer back, but who is not working it out in practical life. If you say you are sanctified, show it. The experience must be so genuine that it is shown in the life. Beware of any belief that makes you self-indulgent. It came from the pit, no matter how beautiful it sounds. Theology must work itself out in the most practical relationships. "Except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees," said our Lord. That is, you must be more moral than the most moral being you know. You may know all about the doctrine of sanctification, but are you running it out in the practical issues of your life? Every bit of your life, physical, moral, and spiritual, is to be judged by the standard of the atonement. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you.